Today I'm chatting with Jonathan Strong of Strong Stoneware, and Jonathan creates functional and decorative ceramics. Jonathan is also a veteran of the U.S. Army, and he served as a combat medic from 2006 to 2015. And so you have a little bit of a story as to how you got started into art from the Army, so why don't you tell me about that?
Okay. So I was a medic in the Army, and during my time, I had a few combat tours, and they take an emotional toll on you. And that introduced me to art, going through various therapies, dealing with that. And so when I got out of the service, I wanted something that was very different and, you know, something not as intense as my previous career, something more relaxing. And so I kind of turned to art and found just that.
That's really interesting. Were you into art as a young child?
I'd always appreciated, like, classic Renaissance art and, you know, things that are, you know, very widely broadcast as far as art goes. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't as familiar with, you know, more of the niche areas and just not really familiar in general with pottery and art. So it was a lot of new stuff for me.
So did you grow up in Livingston?
No, I didn't. I was born in Salina, Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
And then I grew up in Lafayette, Tennessee.
Okay, gotcha. And so had you known about the Appalachian Center for Craft when you were younger? Or
I didn't, believe it or not. And that's one thing that always puzzled me is I thought that they didn't get a lot of advertising for what they offer over there because it's really a wonderful community and studios. And I actually noticed it driving back and forth, going to various appointments at the VA in Murfreesboro, saw the sign. And then once I looked into it, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that sounds something, you know, that sounds like something fun, something I could do.
Yeah, that's amazing. So did you know that you wanted to do ceramics when you joined the Appalachian Center for Craft?
I didn't. I kind of took a gamble, and things were a lot different for me at that point in my life. I have had a few back surgeries over the years, and I was very limited at the time on what I could do physically, and ceramics seemed like something that was within my limits that I could work in.
Does it hurt when you're using the wheel? Like, do you have some, yeah?
It's all about balance, you know, and making sure to take breaks and not overdo it.
Sometimes it's hard to take breaks when you're inspired.
Very much.
Yeah.
Very much so. And it's hard to, that's something I've found going through the program. It was hard to do work, you know, on the spot for me. I don't know. Maybe I was in pain that day, so I couldn't perform well, even though that was the time that I had to produce this work. So it's, you know, things you learn.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And their program, so do they introduce you to an array of different things and you can just choose what you want, right?
They do. It's actually an outstanding program. They start with the fundamentals, covering 2D and 3D design and, you know, line and color and all the principles of, and then build on that foundation.
So I find your work to be pretty interesting. How would you describe your style?
Oh, That's a tough one for me. I feel like I don't have a style.
Yeah, I mean, it's different.
Yeah, I'm trying to find my style, honestly, and that's something I've been doing since I've been in the program. Because I'm, you know, looking over some of the questions as far as when I started clay, and really it's only been 3 years. And that I was thinking about that this morning. It kind of shocked me how new it is all to me still.
Yeah.
So I'm still looking for.
It takes a while. I've been painting like, you know, every day for like 10 years, and it's your style will constantly evolve. It'll constantly change. Well, what's some of the art that you are creating?
I create a lot of vessels. I love doing functional work, but I also want to bring a sculptural element to it. So for me, it's finding that good balance between the two. And I really like to incorporate industrial themes, screw heads and panels and things like that to, you know, just you might not see in a mug or a plate.
Yeah, gotcha. All right. More of our conversation with Jonathan Strong coming up on the scene. I'm here with Jonathan Strong. He is a Livingston ceramic artist. And Jonathan, so interesting fact about you, you create your own clay.
Yes. Part of the program, they teach you, you know, the basic properties of clay. And it's expected that you make your own clay to, you know, create pieces from. And it really makes you a much stronger potter or ceramic artist in general.
So how do you do that?
So we start with the dry materials, which are clay just in a powdered form and various minerals that are added to it for, you know, giving it more structure or firing to a certain temperature. Properties in the clay are what allows it to vitrify, and vitrification can occur at different temperatures depending on the clay body. And so one of the common ones that we work with is a stoneware. And it's a very strong clay for doing functional items. You can do sculptural wares with it. It's just really a versatile clay. And it's kind of what everyone starts with. And then you can kind of change where you want to work from there.
So it sounds like you're customizing the clay for your specific product.
Very much so.
Huh.
And even today, like talking with a client, I use that in order to, you know, discuss how we're going to achieve the best look that they want for the piece or the colors or how it functions.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, it's really great. And looking at other programs across the country, I feel privileged because we learn those basic properties of the clays, of the glazes. And a lot of schools don't do that. They use box clays. They use pre-made glazes. And you just have a much deeper understanding, which really comes forth in your work.
Yeah, it sounds very organic.
Yeah. Definitely.
So why don't you run us through start to finish, pick a piece and tell me how you create that piece.
Okay. So some of my pieces I use mixed media. So I keep that in mind throughout the building process. If it's going to be a wall hanging piece, I keep that in mind through the build as far as how I'm going to hang it. Because the last thing you want to do is create this beautiful piece and then you don't have a plan as far as how to show it. So it's really starting, maybe get a few sketches out and see and go from there. And for example, some of the wall hanging pieces I did for my thesis show were clay tiles. So I created the brown stoneware from the dry materials, which made the clay. And then I actually did use store-bought commercially available glazes to achieve a color palette that I wanted. And I created these tiles and put a grid across them so it allowed me to color in these pixeled fashions like the old 8-bit video games and things of that era. and once I had the tiles and the, I guess the person laid out on the tile, I mounted it to a board, and then I created wooden frames that were then hand-painted and distressed and attached it all together to make one piece that looked like a framed picture, but instead of a picture, it was clay serving as the canvas.
I saw that, and I was really interested by that because I'd never seen anything like that. So, like, how'd you come up with that?
That was from a line of video games, and it's...
Mario?
It was actually Mega Man.
Okay. Oh, Mega Man.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And so...
I forgot about that.
He's like a robot created.
Yeah.
And all those guys hanging on the wall were the bad guys that he has to fight.
I miss video games like that. Man.
Yeah, it takes you back to, you know, your childhood. And kind of... I really felt like I needed to do that with my show. With all the craziness going on, you know, it's nice to just...
It's not crazy.
Well, I mean,
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm so kidding.
It's you know, it's nice to just be able to step away from that for a second.
Step into your innocence.
Exactly.
Remember simpler times. Yeah, and that's what art is about, is it's about translating a feeling.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm sure when you look at that, you feel it maybe a sense of peace or...
Definitely.
You know?
For me, it's the process is very cathartic, and... I can work through so many things in my head while I'm working with the this material in my hands.
Yeah.
And it's a great experience.
Yeah, it's a wonderful feeling to be able to create. Such a privilege. More of our conversation with Jonathan Strong coming up on the scene. I'm here with Jonathan Strong of Strong Stoneware. So, Jonathan, you have completed your time at the Appalachian Center for Craft, and you did a thesis. Tell me about the thesis that you did.
So my thesis show was called Pixeled Past, and it was a group of works that were all drawn inspiration from old Nintendo games and old video games like that. And so it contained sculptures, it contained wall hanging pieces, and a combination of the two where the sculptures really came out from the walls. And then there were some pieces on pedestals that were wheel thrown and looked like various cannons or items from these games. That was the whole idea of it.
Yeah, I noticed that. They did. They had a they had that video game element to them. How many pieces do you think you had in the show?
There were about 15 pieces total, I think, in the show. And then I had several more that I considered putting in, but they were just a little different.
Yeah.
They were more pit-fired, had a very much different look to it that didn't really mesh so well with the show.
Yeah, I got you. How long did it take you to create all those pieces?
So your thesis, it's actually broken out over a year time frame. So all this work started in the spring of 2020, and then the show is a culmination of all this work that's held at the end of the year in the last semester of your thesis.
Gotcha. And besides, you know, your thesis project, you're creating, looks like some functional stuff.
Yes.
Some mugs and some plates, bowls. Where do you get your inspiration to create those in the way that you do? Because it's different.
A lot of it is just, I think I draw inspiration from my professor. She does a lot of gorgeous functional work that has a sculptural quality to it. She does work that's very layered and has a lot of depth to it. And by layered, I mean surface texture and literal depth to the pieces.
Do you want to give a shout out to your professor?
Jessica Wilson. She's the assistant professor of clay of ceramics over at the Appalachian Center of Craft at Tennessee Technological University.
Yeah. Okay. So she's inspired a lot of the work.
She is. She's, I was blessed that she came to the program because a old program professor left after I had been in the program for a year.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very big change to have a new professor and a new set of eyes. And that it really just, she enables her students to, you know, kind of pursue what they want to work in.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. You got to have freedom and you got to, no limitations when it comes to art.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I see when I look at your work because it's outside of the box.
I try to be outside the box. I try to, you know, break norms, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
In ceramics for years, it was high fire. And if you're not doing high fire, it's just frowned upon. And there's a lot of great potters out there that do low-fire ceramics, that do just outside-the-box work that will make you scratch your head just looking at it, you know. And then they're really changing the game as far as pottery. I like, you know, the opportunities that art can give you, because I never saw myself as an artist. I never imagined being an artist. But you can't let your past define you, you know. And
no.
Art can be a road to, you know, something great. So
yeah, it's brought a lot of magic into my life. And when I meet artists doing the show and just to see their passion and to see that they get to do what they love, it just brings me so much joy. So let's let the listeners know how they can find your work.
You can see my work. I have a page on Instagram at Strong Stoneware. And then you can also look at my work online at strongstoneware.com. I have some sculptural pieces up there and Should update my site and put some more of my functional pieces
up. It looks good, though. It's a good rundown. Well, we appreciate you coming out so much, and good luck to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right.